Broadcasting live from the beautiful Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, Nevada, it's OAUG Radio at Collaborate 15, the technology and applications forum for the Oracle community. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Good morning and welcome to Collaborate 2015 here in Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino. What a great time we're having here. I'm here with, my name is Michael Lauer, and I'm here with Ryan Redhawk McPherson. How you doing, Ryan?
I'm good, sir. Good morning to you. Good morning to everyone here on the show floor from the beautiful Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino.
Yeah, I'm super excited about this. I know we were here last year at the Palazzo, so we're excited to be here today. And with us, our first interview of the day is Mr. Ed Eichler with Tier 1 is the COO. So tell me, Ed, what are you guys doing over there at Tier 1?
Well, we're headquartered in Pittsburgh. We are an Oracle Gold partner. We're focused on a bunch of Oracle technologies, Oracle E-Business Suite, Hyperion, and of course all of the underlying technology stack associated with that. We're both a projects-based and managed services firm. So we provide projects for Oracle upgrades, implementations, deployments, things of that nature. And then we provide managed services for a variety of customers. We're up to about 75 customers now that we provide managed services for. So that's everything from Oracle DBA services, Oracle development services, functional support, anything that anyone might need around both Oracle E-Business Suite and Oracle Hyperion, we can provide it.
So you're more of a value-added reseller in a certain respect, where you someone might say, "Hey, I want to upgrade to EBS, but a different version, but I don't know what version I really want to go to." So you will consult on them. So, okay, what are your business goals? What are you trying to go with things? So kind of talk through how you ferry people to the Oracle promised land and how you kind of avoid pitfalls of business nature.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of things going on right now. Of course, we're just sort of coming to the getting towards the end of a pretty significant upgrade wave to release 12. So we've done an awful lot of those. We're up over 35 production upgrades right now of release 12. And there's a lot of folks that have a lot of questions in terms, especially right now, there's 12.1.3 product that's out, and there's also 12.2. So we've got a little bit of decision making around that people might need some help with. And of course, anyone who's waited at this point to start looking at release 12, if they're on earlier releases, some of the upgrades become a little bit more challenging from older releases, just because folks have waited as long as they have. And then also the customization side of things comes into play. So folks who have waited at this point to upgrade, generally they've got some problems that they're dealing with. There's a reason why they've waited this long, so they might have significant customizations or integrations, things of that nature. So we can help work through all of that to come up with an intelligent plan around the upgrade. And then the other side of our business around deployments, we have an awful lot of folks that, they've got some shelfware out there. They've got things that they've purchased over the years, never really deployed. So we can help on that front. And then there's always the folks that have, acquisitions, divestitures, things of that nature that need help in terms of getting those things deployed.
Yeah, and you mentioned another piece of this that sounds actually more like the real value for Tier 1 is your managed services, right? So you help people support, and you're that first line of defense when something goes wrong, and, hey, what's going on here? I mean, I can get on the help desk with Oracle, but maybe it's quicker, and you may have a better relationship with Oracle to get those answers, right?
Yeah, I think what folks the people pay their support to Oracle, and that gives them a baseline of capability to support their products. But we do things daily that a lot of folks don't necessarily look at on even an annual basis. So things like changing your bank or changes to the workflow approvals that we deal with on an ongoing basis. The organizations that we support, they might only do that once a year or once every 5 years. So we can very rapidly support them with managed services with a variety of skill sets, whether it's simple functions. functional changes to the configurations, or it can be, someone might say, hey, I've got a new third-party logistics provider, and I've just, my operations folks just let me know that, and now I've got this very large integration project that I need to do. So we can come in very rapidly, bring in the development staff, the technical staff to make those sorts of things happen for our customers.
Sure. So I know we were out here at Open World in San Francisco last year, and the big push was the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
My gosh, it was everywhere, man. I think we all lived in a cloud when we were out there. So you guys just launched a private cloud with Oracle last year, right?
That's right.
So speak to that and kind of about why you did it and why that's a good thing for your customers to know and future customers to know about you guys.
Right. So the offering that we have around the private cloud is an ability to host Oracle E-Business Suite and Hyperion environments and also any other. We can host virtually anything on it.
Right.
It's based on Oracle's virtual compute appliance technology, which has some real upsides for our customers in terms of being able to match the technical provisioning that we do on the cloud with their current licensing. So anytime anyone's looking at a hardware replacement, they have to look very hard at the technical implications and the license implications of that from Oracle. And we can help them do that, and we can tune our provisioning to match existing licensing on the technical side, and that's very important from a cost perspective for customers. And then on the technical side, we can also provide a much more significant and beefy infrastructure rather than someone's couple physical servers sitting in a
right.
in a data center someplace.
Right.
We're sitting in a Class 1 data center running on Oracle. Oracle Sun hardware in the VCA, it's a significantly higher level of capability than they would otherwise have. And it's very responsive, as things change, as they need additional capabilities with the virtualization available in that, we can go pretty much any direction a customer might want to go.
So, like you said, there's a bunch of different ways to go to the cloud. And the cloud is, mm-hmm. on-prem, off-prem, host. There's right. so many different ways. How are customers reacting to how you do it, and what do you think the feedback that you're getting from your customers is on the way you guys are handling cloud?
Well, I think what we're doing is we're taking what they're running now, their on-prem solution, whether it be Oracle, whether it be E-Business Suite or Hyperion, and we're basically taking that worry off of their hands. So they no longer have to worry about their DR capability. They no longer have to worry about keeping DBAs on staff and employing difficult to find technical resources. That's always been a challenge, for all of our customers is to keep the right technical skills on staff. That worry comes to us, and then any of the reactive sorts of things when there's an issue in the environment or there's a performance issue or what have you, that's all coming to us, and it's taking that off the customer's hands.
So I know we're kind of honing in on cloud here, but you guys have another product that I kind of read up on a little bit, very, very briefly, about AP Express. So tell me about AP Express.
So the AP Express product, it's very exciting for us because it's our first venture into an actual product. It's cloud-based, and it's geared around organizations that want to provide, that have a requirement for handling lots and lots of paper in their accounts payable organization, and they're looking for a solution, but they're not looking for an on-prem, high dollar, high capital investment solution for scanning and entrance of accounts payable invoices into Oracle E-Business Suite. So what our solution does is it both scans as well as provides an ability to code and enter AP invoices. We install an agent on the Oracle E-Business Suite. Right now it's launched for Oracle E-Business Suite. It's coming soon for Edwards as well as PeopleSoft. And that agent is basically the only thing that has to be installed on site. So it's a complete subscription approach on the solution. And it allows you to automate all of that paper handling. It has an approval process capability associated with it. And we're really excited about it right now. And like I said, it's available now for E-Business Suite and will be available sometime later this year for both PeopleSoft and Edwards.
Tell me some success stories with this product. You probably have some customers that are already kind of looking into it
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And then and if you look at the ROI on it in terms of the cost of handling paper multiple times versus getting it scanned in and OCR'd right away and never having to handle that paper again, and then also automating the approval process, we're seeing customers with significant returns on that.
So for those of you just joining us, we're here at Collaborate 2015. I'm here with Ed Eichler with Tier 1, the Chief Operating Officer. Tell me a little bit about your role in Tier 1 and kind of what you do that kind of makes the company run the way it runs, you know?
Well, I pretty much go wherever I'm told to go. So,
so you still have a boss.
Yes. No, I mean, the technical side of things is very important to us, that the high touch with our customers. You know, we are an all onshore firm. We don't do anything offshore. And it's very important to us to be out with our customers, visiting with our customers, providing that kind of real-time service to them. So my role is really to spend a lot of time with our customers. That means being out on site, being out with implementation projects and talking to our customers, you know, before they're our customers. And that's really my role, is to make sure that we're delivering the best possible services that we can. And you know, when something falls short, to make sure that it's rectified and addressed as rapidly as we can.
So what would you say is the biggest differentiator for you guys, or something that sets you apart from maybe competition, or something that a customer would really want to know about you guys to look into going into business with Tier 1?
Well, I think the biggest thing that we bring to the table is the depth of our technical resources. We have folks that on average have over 10 years of experience with the technologies that we support. I mentioned before we do that with an all onshore approach. And you know, we are that very high touch kind of organization that's going to come in, understand the requirements that a customer has, put the right technical resource on it, and really walk the customer through the entire way with the solution, and keep supporting them afterwards. You know, we have a lot of customers that come back to us a year, 2-3 years later, say, you know, I really liked working with, you know, this person. I want them back, and we have a very stable workforce. We can send folks back in multiple times into customers, even when the projects are multiple years apart.
Sure, sure.
So I know AP Express is pretty new for you guys. Is that going to be your main focus, or is there some new stuff coming out that you guys are kind of excited about, or what's on the horizon for Tier 1?
Well, you know, we launched both the cloud product and the AP Express product last year. So right now that's kind of taken up a lot of our time.
Sure.
Our managed services customers are—they're really the backbone of our business. They are the folks that are, you know, keeping a lot of our folks busy, and we're really focused on doing the best possible job that we can for our managed services customers. So between managed services, our project work, the upgrade cycle that's going on right now, AP Express and cloud, we've got a lot on our hands right now.
Sure, sounds like it.
That's keeping us busy.
Good deal. So after we let you go, you're going to run off and go see a show, do some gambling. What are you going to do here in Las Vegas?
Well, I was out golfing yesterday.
Oh, cool.
So
cool.
That was sort of my quotient of fun for the show. So I think the rest of it's work for me. But
all right. Well, it was a pleasure having you on, Ed.
Okay. Thank you very much, Michael.
All right. I'm Michael Lauer here for Ryan McPherson on Collaborate 2015.